Good afternoon and welcome back to Cresta in the Afternoon. I'm Marcus Peter. I'm filling in for Al Cresta today. Next Tuesday, Renewal Ministries and Ave Maria Radio will be hosting Andy Comiskey of Desert Stream Ministries for a talk on kingdom clarity and sexual identity. The talk begins at 7 p.m. at Christ the King Church in Ann Arbor, and Peter Herbeck of Renewal Ministries joins us to offer details about the event and to talk about some of the insights that Andrew will be touching on. Peter is the Executive Vice President and Director of Missions for Renewal Ministries, and for more than 30 years, he's been actively involved in evangelization and Catholic renewal throughout the United States, Canada, Africa, Eastern Europe, and many other parts of the world. Co-host of the weekly television program The Choices We Face and Crossing the Goal. He also hosts the daily radio show Fire on the Earth. Visit renewalministries.net to find out more about Peter's work. Peter, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Very well, thank you. And thank you for joining us today. So,
sure.
Let's start with a little bit of a big picture introduction to your... You personally know Andrew, and you've known him for some decades now, but you also have known the work that he does in the apostolate. So just share
yes,
with us about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so Desert Streams is a ministry. I could just read kind of how they describe themselves, then
sure.
I'll just share some thoughts about it. You know, this Desert Stream Living Waters Ministry provides help for Christians struggling with sexual and relational problems. Our help is based on the biblical foundation of compassion, integrity, and dependence on God. The goal of what they try to do is to provide help by imparting healing to sexually and relationally broken through biblical wisdom, godly support, and the power of prayer. We help people stand in Christ as their hope and as their source of healing. And so they work and they do, first of all, Andy's been involved. His testimony is extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we're bringing him in also, Christ the King is also hosting this as well with us. So there's the three of us are doing it together.
Right.
And I've known Andy for years, and back in the 70s, Andy was involved deeply in the gay lifestyle in Los Angeles as he was a student at UCLA and things. And his testimony is amazing in how he came through the witness of Christians and their deep compassion and their desire to just love
right.
and help someone, knowing that every human being at some level is finding identity and healing and life in the person of Christ and hope for their life. And then in
right.
some way, every human being is broken because of sin in their lives, you know?
Right.
And so he was, to make a very long story short, he was deeply touched and won over by them in terms of being able to see his own life and his own personal struggle, his deep desires, the complexity of his own situation, his own history in the light of Christ. And he came into a tremendous healing. And over the years, decades now, he's become one of the wisest, most compassionate, most well-informed voices in this whole area. And he began initially reaching out to men and women with same-sex attraction
mm-hmm.
and battling with that. But now we see what the sexual revolution has done, and it's now got into the whole LGBTQ reality, all these different sexual identities that are emerging, and it seems like new letters are being added all the time, so to speak. And it has to do with how people understand themselves and the battle between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness.
Right, right.
And Andy's a kind of genius, in my view, of wisdom and compassion, and his team that he's developed very effectively at Desert Stream,
mm-hmm.
Helping people just simply be loved, be understood, be seen, and then to be patiently, lovingly led to find their identity in the person of Christ, who for all of us, I still, when I think about Andy, and he talks about it different times, I think about St. Francis, who, you know, I was just studying a small book, a meditation book by St. Francis de Sales, and I happened to just run across it 2 weeks ago, where he said, yeah, one night, St. Francis spent the entire night on his knees staring up at a crucifix saying, God, who are you and who am I?
Mm-hmm.
Who am I? You made me. And I'm very confused about who I am, or I'm very certain about who I am, and lots of people don't believe that. And
right.
how do I understand it? So we're bringing them in for the evening at Christ the King. We're going to be doing some other things with them in town here, more filming and interviewing and things like that. But I would encourage any parent, you know, any young adult, anybody who has friends or they themselves may be wrestling with some of these issues and in their own life and want understanding and clarity to come to the event at Christ the King, because I think they will be very impressed. And Andy, who is the founding director of Desert Stream, he's also bringing with him a young man, Mario Casanova,
who's Marco.
Marco, I'm sorry. I can't even read my own handwriting. It's Marco, yeah. Marco Casanova, who, thank you, who also has come out of the lifestyle and has mm-hmm. found tremendous healing. And they're, what I love about them as well is they have a powerful clarity and understanding of a Catholic anthropology of the human person.
Right.
It's very well informed. It's rooted in Scripture, but it's also God's plan and purpose, and they know it well, and they've yep. taken from the best of Catholic tradition and understanding, you know, so
yeah.
it's really important, and I think it's one of the most inspiring healing ministries in this whole area and counseling that right. you can find.
And they've been wildly successful, too. They,
yeah.
They've been blessed to do the Living Waters program in different parts of the world. And there's a real need for calling out for that kind of healing. So I was looking through his book, Rediscovering Our Lost Fullness. And one of the things that he really tries to drive forward is this need for the reclamation of an integrated humanity. Of an integrated view of the human person. Now, before we go any further, I also want to highlight this event next week. Is it going to be recorded, live streamed?
It'll be recorded, but not live streamed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is good. It'll be available. But do consider attending. Do try your best to be there. It promises to be a pretty engaging event. And Peter, you and I were talking earlier about some articles that some blog posts, I should say, that Andrew has written on his website. But before we get that, this notion of an integrated humanity, I think one of the big, about page 78 and following, he talks about how he read Joseph Pieper's, first of all, on cardinal virtues, but then he also picked up Dr. Budaczewski's, you know, an entire premise on natural law and human anthropology, right? And then from there, he starts talking about how all of this is grounded in natural law. And he's really combating this horrible, first, Puritan dualism, but there's also this flip side of this Epicurean dualism that's really permeating the culture. So, yeah, just share about how he does that.
Why don't you translate that for our listeners?
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Puritan dualism argues that the material aspect should be completely repudiated, and it's about the spirit man breaking free.
Mm-hmm.
But then Epicurean dualism is the complete flip side of that, which is, well, the only thing that matters is matter. So have pleasure at will. Hedonism flows forth from this philosophical Epicurean mindset, right?
Yeah. So that's the heart of the integration idea,
right?
That we're body persons, you know, we have a spirit, we have a soul, we have a mind, we have a will. And I think one of the ways it gets expressed today is in the radical individualism that's present as well.
Right.
Like, I'm my own designer. I have not received something. I'm not obviously somehow created, but that people sort of see themselves fundamentally as what they're feeling inside. I am what I feel. I once had a very deep discussion with a friend I care about very much about the person's own decision to live a gay lifestyle. And what it came down to was the person said, I am my feelings. And I said, it's a very intelligent person on other levels. And I said, do your feelings represent the totality
of who you are?
Of who you are.
Right.
And the person asked, well, what exactly do you mean? And I said, well, when you get out of the shower in the morning and you look in the mirror, your body's constituted in a particular way. And when that kind of body corresponds to another kind of body, she happened to be a female, another kind of body, it does amazing realities happen in that
mm-hmm,
body,
mm-hmm.
like the whole reproductive reality and having a baby. But I said, if that body's united to its mirror image, all the phenomenal reality that goes on in the female body doesn't happen.
Right.
And does your body say anything to you about who you are?
Yeah.
Does it communicate? Because you've never, and then the person said, well, maybe not, but I am my feelings. And I said, that's fundamentally what guides me, is my belief that that's the deepest depth of me. That's what I am. And I said, you know, you've never been known just by your feelings. You've entered the world as a body person that
right.
has mind and will and spirit and emotion. So
right.
it's a part of you, and it's an important part of you to pay attention to, but it's not the totality of who you are.
Right.
And so the conversation went like that, and it was, I think it ended okay, but it was mainly, I was meant to say, be open to the totality of who you are and what that might say to you about the decisions that you're making, you know,
right.
And that, you know, we said other things too, but that was kind of the heart of the thing. And so I think we have, we're facing a battle that's gone on. That's now the kind of the deconstruction of the human person, deconstruction of human identity based on these different kinds of philosophies. But at the root of it is a spiritual battle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's not to say people aren't fundamentally, you know, so at a very deep level, struggling with very serious realities in their life.
Right.
And it needs patience, deep, deep compassion,
right.
Empathy, understanding, wisdom, community, caring, listening, all that kind of stuff is
right.
really critical to it. But underneath it, the kind of crazy confusion we're seeing today in the culture is easier to see and say, there's just a terrible spiritual root to the whole thing that mm-hmm. happens. When I remember reading years ago, Pope Benedict XVI said, you know, today in vast areas of the world, the faith is in danger of dying out like a flame which no longer has fuel. He mm-hmm. said, what we're seeing is that humanity is pushing God from the human horizon. And sort of the cost of that, he said, therefore, and the light that comes from God now is beginning to go dim. And it's causing humanity, he said, to, it's producing in humanity ever increasingly destructive effects. Man,
right.
he said, man is losing hold of reality itself. That was 20 some years ago.
Right.
He said that. And you see the acceleration of it very much so. And so when I think we are seeing, and just on the spiritual level and to kind of describing it, is that when, you know, Jesus said, when darkness is your light, how blind can you be? And,
yeah.
and human beings. And so the affirmations of what's going on, it's even the president of the United States, one of the, you know, pushing on Easter,
yeah,
on
yeah,
Easter itself,
yeah.
saying it's the great day of, you know, trans and recognizing the,
yeah.
all that. And so it was wonderful to see, recent document from Rome, which is not a perfect document, say it in part that the
Dignitas Infinita, yeah.
Yeah, talking about, you know, the violations, the grave violations against human dignity.
Right.
And right in there was the reality of gender ideology, the kind of things that we're talking about. So
right. Well, thank you, Peter. Again, the program happens next week. You'll find all of this information on AveMariaRadio.net, on Christ the King Parish's website, and on RenewalMinistries.net. I've been talking to Peter Herbeck of Renewal Ministries. I'm Marcus Peter, filling in for Al Cresta on Cresta in the Afternoon.